"Toss it over here, Neely," Seth yelled, holding his arms up, waiting for me to throw the Nerf football to him on the other end of the pool. "Bet you can't lob it that far," he challenged, treading water in the deep end. "Oh, yeah," I challenged. "I can throw better than you can, Seth Drake," I hollered back, raising my right arm and hurling it over his head. It bounced off of the diving board and landed in the grass behind the pool. "The thing is," Seth yelled, "precision requires more skill than velocity." He always said things like that when I outdid him on something. Seth was just that way. "Neela Grace Evans," my mother yelled from the patio door, "time for you to get on out of here and get ready for dinner. Your daddy's taking us out tonight for dinner at the pier." "Okay, Mama," I hollered back, swimming over towards the ladder.
"Okay, Mama," Seth mimicked. "When you gonna lose that hillbilly accent, Neela Grace?" he asked, trying to talk Southern. He failed miserably.
"Never ever," I said, grabbing a towel from the chair. "My roots can show every bit as much as those bleach blondes on television. At least I'm for real."
He chuckled, displaying a dimple. Seth was 14, a year older than me, but we'd been hanging out together since my family had moved here from Nashville. My father had taken a job with a new law firm, switching from the music industry to the television industry. It had been exciting at first, like a new adventure in a new land, but after 2 years, Southern California still didn't feel like home to me. I missed Nashville, my friends and my grandparents, but mostly I missed the friendliness of the South. Seth was practically my only friend. We lived in close proximity, went to the same school, rode the bus together, and hung out a lot. His mother was an actress on a daytime soap, and his father did something technical at the studios. Nearly everyone in Malibu had some connection to the entertainment industry, but, to be honest, I wasn't all that impressed. Sure, it was obvious that there was a lot of wealth and fame in these parts, but I wasn't sure that we were as happy as we had been in Tennessee. At least that's how it seemed for Mama and me.
"See you tomorrow?" Seth asked, quirking a brow. "Want to go to the beach or something?"
"Sure," I said, stepping into my flip-flops. "Just come by when you're ready." I watched as Seth loped off toward the beach, where he would walk a 50 or 60-yard stretch before taking the path up to his house. It was huge and sprawling, larger than ours, but then he had two younger sisters at home. His family had a full-time housekeeper, too. My mother handled everything around our place, except for the yard and pool. We had a guy that came weekly to handle that stuff.
"Make sure you're dried off before you come inside," I heard her call out from the dining room. "I swear, you're as brown as a bean from the sun. Are you using that sunscreen I bought you?"
"Yes, Mama," I replied, rubbing my legs and feet dry. I stepped through the sliding screen door into the house.
"Is this a dressed-up thing for dinner?"
I asked, hoping that it wasn't. Everything in Malibu was always so overdone, so glam and glitzy.
"Just put on one of those pretty sundresses I bought you and your new sandals, sugar. But get in the shower and wash all that chlorine off your hair before it turns green again."
I was blonde, and what with the sun and swimming every day, my hair had taken on a greenish hue, much to Mama's dismay. She'd bought some special clarifying shampoo for me and was forever harping on me to use it after every swim.
"I swear," she continued, watering a couple of the houseplants she had located around the dining room, "that boy is sweet on you, Neely. He keeps his distance from you now, doesn't he?"
That was Mama's way of asking if he'd gotten fresh with me yet.
"He's a friend, Mama," I said, rolling my eyes. "We just hang out together, that's all. He's the only person near my age around here. You do want me to have friends, don't you?"
"Well, of course I do. But I also know at 14, boys start getting, you know, ideas in their heads." I felt a blush spread across my face.